Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your favorite podcast, favorite of everyone. Welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills podcast. This is your hosts, Dennis Piccolo.
Hello, everyone.
And me, Nick Tibusek. Here we go. All right. Today's episode is another episode of our coronavirus
series
of how you train at home. We already had that you shouldn't stop training. We had how you can train as the naked warrior and how you can train with a pair of rings. Today's topic is how you train with a little bit more of equipment, as most of calisthenics athletes do have some more stuff at home usually, as it's usually a pair of rings, a pull-up bar, something where you can dip on, like high parallettes, Most of the people do have at least a certain amount of weight at home, maybe like 20, 30, 40, 50 kg, something like this. Maybe a kettlebell. Some people have the bad word, a weight vest.
So I think we should get this out of the way right away. Before we went about it afterwards. So one question, especially in the last time I got asked a lot, was should I buy a weight vest or should I buy weights? And I see it in discussions in forums over and over and over again. And I really don't understand why people would want a weight vest. Like,
it looks cool.
Because it's cool, yeah.
You're looking like a soldier.
Oh, Jesus. Well, no, it's expensive. First of all, like you can buy decent weights, for that price, especially if you buy a heavy one, that's like 20 or max 30 kg. And you just have a fixed weight. You have somewhere you can take the weight fingers off, but just if you have plates, you can scale it exactly. You can put more weight on. It's more comfortable to most exercises. Maybe the only thing where you could possibly need a weight vest is if you do weighted handstand push-ups.
Yeah, especially.
And that's it. And they're possible with a belt too. So honestly, don't even think about it. Get a freaking belt, get some weights, and that's it.
Actually, if I see someone wearing a weight vest in his workouts, I just can't take this person serious. I just can't.
The only way I take them serious, if there's like 80 kg hanging from a kettlebell, from a belt, and they have a weight vest to put more weight on, then it's right.
Because you haven't had more weights and found this vest somehow, because you have been stupid in your beginner days.
Yeah.
And bought this one. That's it. That's fucking it. If you're a beginner and you're listening to this podcast now, and you were thinking about to buy a weight vest, here's an advice from someone who does it for years now: don't buy it. It's actually not needed. Get a belt, get some plates, keep on training. And honestly, the only time when you probably need this is for handstand push-ups. And then you don't need a very heavy vest. As I think I haven't seen a person who did 30 kg weight vest handstand push-ups. I would be fucking impressed.
I think I've seen them. In Italy, there's a guy.
Yeah, there's always a guy.
There's always a guy. And Stipke, I think Stipke did them, but I think he even used a kettlebell. He didn't use a weight vest, or he used a weight vest and a kettlebell, something like that.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, it's very rare, and I'm sure in the next 3 months you won't be doing it. If you're gonna be like, if you're gonna do it, tag us, send a video. I would like to see it.
Yeah. Actually, I would be impressed.
Yeah.
I would be really impressed, and I would definitely reshare. And I would love to see that, actually. But come on. Most people don't need it, and you don't need it for any lunges, for any pull-ups or dips. This is all stuff where you're going better with dumbbells, a barbell, a weight belt with some plates on it. Really, in every time it's better with that. And actually, the only reason I think why people do it is to look cool.
Yep.
Because you're looking like a soldier.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Be an adult. Don't be a kid. I'm getting angry.
I really get angry. Moving on.
Yes. We are talking about the equipment you can use. And actually, there is a certain amount of equipment you can use. And we already talked about rings, but there are, of course, several things you can also use. Yeah. Get yourself a pull-up bar, put it on the wall, train hard.
Yeah. We talked before, there's an amazing pull-up bar by Pull Up and Dip, where mm-hmm. you can just turn it around. Looks very nice and super smooth. You can do muscle-ups on it too. It's far enough away from the wall. You can just turn it around, and you can do dips on there too. So you have everything. You don't even need like dip bars. Or if you have a normal pull-up bar, get some high dip bars. You can do weighted dips on them, like the ones I have at home. I can dip over, like, I don't know, 70 kg, no problem. They see people dipping more on them too, so they manage. And pull-up bars, if you get the decent one and you put it into the wall, you can do weighted pull-ups too. And if you only have 20 to 30 kg available, it is still enough if you program your training well. And think of these months as hypertrophy month and work with a bit higher rep ranges, a bit higher, not being 100 burpees or whatever, but for main exercises, 8 to 12. And for as accessory work, a bit higher, but in like 20 to 30 rep range, depending on the exercise, some even lower. With 30 kg, I think you're well set, especially in pull-ups. On dips, if you do the number rings, honestly, probably two. You can do Bulgarian dips with 30 kilograms. I think you can grow like crazy. And you won't need anything else. Yeah, the only thing that's still difficult to train are legs. And there you can do some, like you can do pistol squats with kettlebells and 32 kilograms.
Yeah, but actually, in the end, you still can train every part of your body pretty hard if you're smart enough to do it smart. So actually, we already talked about it, yeah, this hypertrophy stuff. You can use some strategies from bodybuilding, which is really making the muscle a little bit more tired before. Yeah, so you definitely can start with some chest flies on the rings, some triceps extensions, and making the muscle tired already, and then go into your dips and still do them with like 20 or 30 kg. And going into the set being already tired will make the set harder, and you still get that stimulus. So don't be stupid on that one. Think a little bit further how you can do all this stuff. So think a little bit more of more outside the box. It should be the time where you just focus on the hypertrophy, building muscle mass, because that's definitely possible, because there are so many ways to build muscles. It shouldn't always be heavy weights. It doesn't have to be. There are so many ways to do so. This is not, please don't misunderstand this. This is not the call to not train hard. It is definitely the call to train even harder, but in a different way. It means you gotta train smarter now.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. Right now, it's a lot about how much do you know of how to structure a training. And if you don't know this, there is the possibility to ask a coach to get some help.
You have all the time in the world. You can dedicate yourself completely to training. At least some people can. We're not working at the moment. Do it. Just take the time. Invest in some equipment. If you want to work more on weighted calisthenics, get some weights. Contact Nick. And you will get out of this 3 months. And nobody will recognize you as soon as you leave the house. And if you want to work less with weights and want to do more skills,
then you gotta contact Dennis. That's it. Yeah. So both ways are the right ways right now. So we want you to train, and we want you to train hard. That's very, very important. So if you want to do some static stuff, some power moves, you definitely should contact Dennis right now. And that's the way you should go now.
And if you have weights already and are ready to invest your money in weights, you should invest in a good coach too, because big weights don't make you a big man if you hurt yourself or you can't progress with them.
That's
or dollar, of course.
So we already talked about this thing from pull up and dip, which you can also put on the wall. But one thing they have, I really liked this one, because not everyone can put the stuff up at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the walls are not so good and all that stuff. Yeah. What I saw is they can also mount it on trees and even on the lights on the streets and stuff like that, because they have this special thing on it to...
Yeah, it's like... You have a plate you can put on the wall to hang it up inside. So meaning you can always take away the pull-up bar, which is amazing, since it's not in the way. If you have it in a living room and you can just put a painting over it, and I'm sure your girlfriend is gonna be happy about that one. And if you take or your boyfriend. And if you there's a version where you can hang it up outside on a tree's post lamps. It's super quick and it works very, very well. You can just train everywhere, meaning like if you can still go outside in Italy, for example, you can't even leave the house now.
Yeah.
But in other countries you still can go outside, and if you're alone and you just go, you search for a tree, you can train there.
But we really have to say that, please be alone.
Yeah.
Not in a group, not with other persons, be alone. We want you to train, but we want you to stay safe. Very important. Please take note of that. So this thing, I think actually the name of the company came from that product, Pull Up and Dip.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because you just turn it around and then you can use it as a bar.
Exactly, that's what I didn't mention. So you can just turn it around and use it as a dip bar, which is even pretty high, so you can actually dip well. It's the problem with parallettes usually, it is that they're not high enough. And you often touch with the weights, and here you don't have this problem.
Yeah, and you have to bend the knee, and nobody likes to bend the knee. We all know that as we saw Game of Thrones. that's an important one, I think. And of course, you can use parallettes and that stuff. For myself, I do prefer that over the floor, actually, even for handstands and all that.
Me too, for everything.
It's just when you it is because I do a squat low bar, actually, and when you squat low bar, you often have very heavy barbells on your wrists, actually, pretty often. And when you then also have to do your handstands and handstand push-ups pretty often on the floor, my wrists just can't stand that much of pressure. I just can't handle it. And so I prefer to do my handstands and all that stuff actually on parallettes, now the handstand push-up stuff.
Me too. And it just feels better for me. The tricep works more. I just like them better. And I have more control over them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I do like, and you can use it everywhere, even outside. And that's something I do enjoy. You can't put books all the time outside. They just get destroyed.
Let me get my books out. I need to do full ROM handstand push-ups.
All right. That's mostly it. For this one, we want you to be able to do the heavy stuff, because yes, rubber bands are great, but if you have the possibility to use even more stuff than just rubber bands and do your rowing with rubber bands and all that stuff, and you can also add in some the basic movements, that's very, very important right now. So we want you to do the basic movements. We want you to train properly. This is not against rubber bands if you use them right. So using a rubber band for dips and pull-ups as a resistance is a great way to use them, but to only use them for some rowing movements and push-ups and that stuff, there will come the time when you just can't progress anymore.
For the first 3 or 4 weeks, for most people, it's going to be all right, and they can actually make gains with it, and it's a new stimulus, and it's good to have to always adapt and do something new. But after that period of time, you need more, and this will take longer than a few weeks. So take some money in your hand, invest into some equipment, and use this time wisely. Train. It makes you happy. It makes you feel good. Most of all, especially in these hard times, especially if you're closed at home all the time, just getting some movement in, your productivity will get better. You will feel better. And you will come out of this month and have achieved something and not just laid in the bed and watch Netflix all day.
Yeah. And actually, it's definitely possible to use just body weight and do your sets and reps, and don't do high reps like 20 to 30 dips and pull-ups and all that stupid stuff. Make it harder in a different way. Be smart with that, and you can still progress on stuff. So actually, that's something very, very important for you right now to listen to. Just because we are in a different time and it's for a lot of people just body weight training, that doesn't mean you can't build strength and muscles. Yeah. There is, of course, the possibility to train your statics, and there's of course the way to train different strength things on bent arm moves like dips, handstand push-ups and all that stuff. So right now, as I already said, it's very, very important to train very smart now. And that's something you shouldn't underestimate how much you can do right now.
I think that sums it up. Anything else to say? I mean, We could come with all the exercise in the world since you can do everything right now besides squat heavy because you don't have the heavy weights.
No, you can do your rows. You can do your handstand push-up, the pike push-ups. We already told you that. Yeah, you can do your dips and all that stuff. I think you already know that. But actually, don't forget about the challenge we have.
The challenge, yeah. I wanted to say it now.
We want you to train hard. And we want you to train for real. Not only rubber band rowing and doing some push-ups. We want you to train real. With the real movements like pull-ups and all that stuff. Yeah. And please do us the favor. Tag us in your stories. The Strength and Skills podcast. Yeah. Please tag us. And do real training like pike push-ups.
Exactly. I think the idea started from like a challenge. People that say, yeah, well, I can train my shoulders. And you see people overhead pressing some water bottles and some bullshit like that. Just take your body and do some V push-ups or pike push-ups. If those are too easy, do them with elevated feet. And if those are too easy, do them in full RUM. And I want to see people doing 10 of those with a good form. And I'm especially less talking to people that do calisthenics from them. I want to see handstand pushups, but people that just train like that or come from a commercial gym and think they can train their shoulders. I want to see that. And yeah, stop complaining, start training.
That's it. Really. We want to see that. Do your job. Train hard. No excuses for this shit. This is your responsibility to yourself to do it right now properly. And if you want to have some of the equipment, be smart. Order it. And actually, we do have a cooperation with Gonation, Via Fortis, and Pull Up and Dip. And this is something that's pretty important to me. As I did organize loads of competitions in the past, and I know how hard it is to get sponsors. And I think after this one, we're going to definitely have a little crisis. Probably not even a little one, a bigger one. So it's going to be hard to find sponsors for competitions. And we teamed up with these companies, and they're going to put a certain amount of the money they earn with this stuff into a money pool, and this money pool goes into competitions that gonna come after the corona crisis. So this is something for the community, and you can help the community, actually help yourself, by buying with our code and just use Strength and Skills as the code on the
They do have some awesome equipment. It's the best you can find out there.
The quality is really good. I don't think there are even other companies that have better quality than these guys. So that was also a very important one for us. So these are calisthenics companies with proper quality.
With athletes in them. So
people who do actually this one. So that's why they have the quality. That's mostly it. So do us the favor, tag us in the stories. And if you order some of the equipment, please use the code and help the community to grow. Let's get it done.